Congress and the Trump administration are working on legislation to deal with the novel coronavirus. One key area of focus is paid sick leave.
The Trump administration has said it's interested in extending paid leave for hourly workers who can't work during the outbreak. But our next guest wants legislation to go further, mandating paid sick leave for workers and creating 2 weeks of paid sick leave available for public health emergencies.
Tammy Baldwin is a Democrat representing Wisconsin in the U.S. Senate. She helped introduce that bill with other Democrats. Senator Baldwin, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Well, spell out for us, please, what this legislation on paid sick leave would do.
Well, this would mandate that low-income wage workers get 14 days of paid sick leave to be used during a public health emergency, including this one. And it was fashioned, the lead author of this is my colleague, Senator Patty Murray, who represents the state of Washington, where they are already seeing crisis because many of the workers who have been exposed to somebody with the coronavirus, with the COVID-19, have been ordered to go home. They have no income. They live paycheck to paycheck and literally have to weigh their ability to pay the rent and buy food against the instructions to stay home. Additionally, we're seeing in states that are, you know, more impacted so far than Wisconsin is, that we're seeing places like child care centers or elementary schools close. And when that happens, parents have to responsibly make sure their children are okay. That, too, may mean that a wage worker has to remain home to care for their children if they can't afford other child care or other arrangements. And so we're seeing this sort of immediate impact of the public health crisis especially hit low-wage workers.
Who would end up paying for this? Is it the employer who covers the cost of this emergency sick leave? Is this coming from the federal government or some combination?
Yeah, so this is, as introduced, a bill that would require employers to provide immediately at least 14 days of paid sick leave during a public health emergency, including this one. This is something that has yet to be debated, but is in response to what we're seeing happening around the country. And, you know, that leaves certainly a very valid question about employers that don't have the wherewithal to be able to afford this. So what we're doing is working with the Trump administration. They have recommended, or I shouldn't say recommended, they are considering some pretty huge tax breaks for big businesses impacted by COVID-19, like the airlines, the cruise ship industry, and other big businesses. I think if there's going to be a tax break a plan to stimulate the economy, he should instead focus that on the small businesses precisely so that they can afford to provide the paid sick leave for their employees.
Talking to Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat, talking about congressional responses and the administration response to the novel coronavirus. Now, we see in the news today there's an effort to quickly pass this legislation, blocked from getting quick approval by Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee. What do you make of that that delay now?
Well, I think the point, first of all, it's disappointing that there isn't a greater sense of urgency, especially as Congress is likely to be in a week-long recess next week. This is going to be an emergency that is being dealt with all over the country, and I would hate for us to not be in session and at least debating and dealing with this. I do understand that it's a rather big step and does need a debate, but let us deal with this issue with some significant sense of urgency.
You sent a letter to President Trump along with other Democrats today about his response to the coronavirus. What kind of things did you bring up in that letter?
Well, there are a number of, a number of communications that are going on. So one letter that I joined in to the administration actually was to Secretary Betsy DeVos of the Department of Education. We're dealing with the issue of school closures. We're dealing with the issues in higher education of endeavoring to teach the remaining semester of coursework online. And we're looking at the potential with these measures of some very significant inequities between students. If you are, for example, a Wisconsin student in a rural area and don't have access to broadband, how are you going to be able to reap the benefits of your tuition dollars if that's something that's not available? But in addition, you reference other communications. So in a letter to President Trump, we've really talked about what sort of economic stimulus package we should be debating. And I think that, as I just discussed with you, I think issues like helping the families most immediately harmed would be the best stimulus and the best public health policy, rather than some of the proposals that President Trump was floating that are very indirect in terms of both fighting the disease and trying to stem its spread versus tax breaks for big corporations.
Now, some Republicans have raised concern that Democrats, and they're mostly focusing on the House here, will use this novel coronavirus outbreak as an excuse to try to pass legislation that Democrats have wanted for a long time anyway. What would you say to concerns, political concerns along those lines?
So I think that there's nothing partisan about this epidemic. It is going to affect communities in red states and blue states and everything in between. And that we have to rise up and work together to identify the things that public policy and federal funding can do to address this emergency. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't point out mistakes and learn from mistakes along the way, but it's not about Democrats or Republicans or independents. It's about fighting for the health and safety of our constituents.
And very briefly, Senator Baldwin, you're in a line of work with a lot of in-person meetings with people, a lot of crowds sometimes. Is there a feeling that, hey, we need to change the way we do our business a little bit?
You know, there's been informal discussion, and as of today, the head health expert who's sort of in charge of the health and wellness of people on Capitol Hill has issued some guidance. Right now, this is not binding guidance for members of Congress and their staffs, but suggestive recommendations. I do think that it will also be important as this week wraps up that the leadership of both houses of Congress, in consultation with the building management, known as the architect of the Capitol, and the attending physician for Congress, all consult about rational steps moving forward.
Senator Baldwin, thanks for joining us. That's Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin with us today to talk about her support for paid sick leave legislation in response to the novel coronavirus.